Well, Scott Morrison is today emphatically defending his promised budget surplus against claims that it is part built on money taken from disability services. Those who work in the area say less money than expected was spent under the National Disability Insurance Scheme, and that cash has gone back to government coffers, adding $1.6 billion to the budget bottom line. Advocates are furious. They say there is still huge unmet need and that the underspend doesn't make any sense. Caroline Winter has our report.
Sam Payor is a parent of two teenage boys who are both on the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
I'm just so passionate about the scheme and I'm just so desperate for it to work. For me, this is what will be here when I'm no longer. And I want my kids to be served well for their whole life, and I want all people with disability and their families across the country to get what they need and deserve.
The Adelaide mum says the NDIS has worked well for her family. She's been proactive in tailoring each of the boys' plans to their needs, like 19-year-old Ben, who has Down syndrome.
We're not using traditional providers usually, so we do a bunch of different things. He has a graduate filmmaker teaching him how to make film and videos, which he's then selling on, which is fantastic. He has some help for his job. He's had help to learn how to catch buses and taxis. He's learned how to cook. He can now cook me bacon and eggs in the morning.
But Sam Payor knows that's not everyone's experience.
It's very frustrating because I know that across the country, I think it's only about 60% of people's plans are actually being used. We really need to get help to families so that they can actually use their plans and use them well.
There's no doubt the NDIS is a complex system, but advocates say the need is there and they're shocked by the $1.6 billion clawed back by the government in its budget, blamed on a slower than expected transition of people into the scheme.
It cannot be used to be propping up areas of the budget. This money has been hard fought for. It has been provided by the taxpayer for people with disability.
Matthew Bowden is co-CEO of People with a Disability Australia. He says they receive calls daily from eligible people who've been turned away from the NDIS and from others distressed that their plans have been cut in the second or third years for seemingly no reason.
Now, we're being told that it's because of sustainability for the scheme. So then when we get to a budget situation, when we're seeing an underspend in the billions, we're appalled. I mean, it just does not make sense. I think that it sends a really poor message to the disability community that we don't matter, that the government is happy to send that money elsewhere in the budget, and that, you know, it doesn't really care about the fact that there are enormous levels of unmet need and that there are problems within the delivery of the scheme.
Advocates argue the money should be spent to increase NDIS staff, improve IT systems, and help clear the backlog of people waiting for services or equipment like wheelchairs. Speaking on the News Channel, the Federal Social Services Minister Paul Fletcher defended the move.
The National Disability Insurance Scheme is a demand-driven program. So what we need to do is make sure that the budget best reflects the total number of participants in the scheme and, in turn, the amount we expect to spend.
But Labor isn't buying it. Shadow Minister for Families and Social Services Linda Burney fired the first shot during question time today.
Mr Speaker, my question is to the Prime Minister. Is it a moral failure to build an election surplus of starving the National Disability Insurance Scheme of money, leaving Australians with a disability without the services they need?
Yeah. The Prime Minister has the call.
Thank you, Mr Speaker. Thank the member for her question. Our government is 100% committed to every single cent that the NDIS requires. Every single cent. It's fully funded under this government. 100% fully funded. What the member has put forward is a blatant and ugly untruth, and she should withdraw it, Mr Speaker.
The Prime Minister says lower demand on the NDIS reflected in higher expenses elsewhere, like the hospital system, and that those people are getting the same support through a different system.
Caroline Winter with that report.